Get the current daf Masechtas Brachas daf Mem Tes. Begin in Amud Aleph, where Tesa begins the words of the Gemara, Divrei Maskil, Man da Amar Ein Etzricha Malchus. According to the pin that says that you don't have to mention that Hashem is King of the world in the Bracha Vateva Meitiv. Kesavah Dereis is because he holds that Bracha is biblical, which Tesa actually comes to explain that we do not open up with Baruch according to that Man da Amar. And there's the Gemara brought this Machlekes Abayesi Ben Destoy and the Rabbanan regarding the Bracha Vateva Meitiv, the fourth Bracha in Brachas Amazon. One says you have to mention Malchus Malach Ha'ilam, as in every regular bracha, and the other one says you don't have to mention Malchus. The Gemara says, as our Tosfos quotes, the one who says that it needs Malchus holds the bracha Teva Meitiv as Rabban. And since it's not biblical, so therefore it's not really considered as a continuation from the previous brachas, which are the Reis, so therefore you have to mention Malach Ha'ilam, like we said, by any regular bracha. But as Tosfos quotes in Divrei Maskil, but the one that says that you don't need Malchus is because he holds the bracha as biblical. So it's like a continuation of the previous brachas in the Birchas Hamazon, which are Brachas Mocha L'Chavert, you don't have to mention a Baruch, and then you don't have to mention Melech Ha'ilam. And that Tosfos brings a question, Hiksha Rashi, Rashi asks, so wait a second, Ha'il V'Hidai Raisa, since it's biblical, and therefore it's considered as a continuation of the previous Bracha, that's why you're saying you don't have to mention Melech Ha'ilam, you don't mention Malchus, so then Amai Pesachas B'Baruch, and then why is, and as our Nusach in the Bracha of Hateva Meitim, that we start off with a Baruch, Hasmuchi, but it's a continuation. Why would that mandamar hold that, yeah, you're saying that that's why you don't have to say Melech Ha'ilam, but then why do you say a Baruch at all? So the Tirtz Rashi answers, says, because really the Gitzarihi, this Baruch HaVateva Meitiv was originally, it's a short Baruch. V'havi Ha'idabam, it's just a small idea of Thanksgiving. So essentially it's Kabirchas Peiris or Kabirchas Mitzvah. It's like the Baruch one makes on a fruit or on a mitzvah, which there's just one idea that's being mentioned. And it's not like things in the middle, in which generally a bracha that opens and ends with a baruch is because it's a long theme with other things thrown in there in the middle. Here, the reason why we start with a bracha, although it's mukhlech haberta, is really what Rashi is saying is that because the opening is really the end. It's like the birchas hamitzvahs, birchas haperis, where you actually only say one baruch. So it's not really like you're starting with a baruch. It's really like you're ending with a baruch. And therefore, yes, mukhlech haberta. And therefore, you don't say a baruch in the beginning and at the end. It's like you're saying a baruch at the end. You only say a baruch in the beginning because it's a small bracha, like brichas lepeis and brichas mitzvahs, where you'll start over the baruch, and that's like really what it's like, really the ending of it. And therefore, that's how Rashi answers the question why it opens with a baruch, even though you don't say melech ha'ilam because mocha lechaverta. It's like as if you're only ending and not starting with a bracha, because it's like hoydab ama. And that's the taisis of atayim, but then it's a wonder. Amai shinu aisa, why did they change the bracha v'teva meitiv? Yesim Mishar brachas more than all the other brachas and brichas hamazon hasmuchas, that they're all considered that they're near lechaverto, a continuation of the previous bracha, because they're all derais, so we're going according to that mandama. Shechaisam is v'lei pesachas. All the other brachas, they end with a baruch, but they don't start with a baruch, noydelcha, rachem. And the reason for that is because they're long brachas, and they didn't make them short brachas. So here too, ha'il v'derais, since we're going according to that opinion, the whole that is a biblical bracha, the fourth bracha, ha'ilonu laharachba. It's the same biblical bracha. We should have made it into a lengthy bracha, like all the other brachas of benching, which are long, and not to open up with a baruch and not end with a baruch because it's a short bracha. No, it should have only ended with a baruch, v'lachtem a baruch, to end with a baruch, and not start with a baruch, just like all the other brachas, v'lilishan es mishar smuchas, and not to change it from all the other brachas that are smuchas l'chamerta. So why are we here? You're saying that, oh, it's really a short bracha. So really, you're not going to say, it's going to be, the baruch is going to be in the beginning, like the birchas apeis, the birchas amitzvah, which are short brachas, and you make the one baruch, which, yeah, really should be at the end, like all the other ones. Because it's mukhlech haberta, you don't open with a baruch. So then why are you saying a baruch in the beginning? Oh, because it's a short bracha. But then Tais asks, but why are we making that into a short bracha? It's the same bracha that I write like all the others. So Tais v'yashlema, what you could say is the ein hachanami. That's actually the truth, not like Rashi. Well, the man the isle shehid derais. You're right. According to the one that holds that it's biblical, actually the fourth bracha of Vateva Meitiv would only conclude with a baruch and would not open up with a baruch, not like Rashi. And that's actually as it's brought in the Tesefta explicitly. There basically he would be lengthy in the bracha of Vateva Meitiv, and he would conclude with a baruch at Hashem, but he would not open up with a baruch because since it would be long, so it's essentially like all of the brachas. That has to open it in with a baruch, but because it's deraisa and it's a bracha smuch lechaverta from the previous brachas and brachas lemazin, it would not open up with a baruch. Not like Rashi, who actually wanted to explain how our nusach will work even according to Manda Amma, that it's Dairaisa. But Amihu, however, Taisa points out, Anan Kaimel Shimon Rabban. We hold that the fourth bracha is rabbinic. That's why it does require to be mentioning the malchus of Hashem. Kada Amma, like the Gemara actually says later on, the tzricha shtei malchus. It needs actually two malchus, bar medida, besides its own. Which the two, as the Gemara explains later on, once for Avnei, once for Neidlecha, but besides itself, meaning Hatav Meitiv itself needs it. The reason for that is because not considered Smuch Lechavetz, you need to make a Baruch, and of course that's why you start off with a Baruch, and you mention Melech Ha'ilam, because you need to have its own Bracha, because it's not Smuch Lechavetz, and therefore again, that's why you need Malchus. But Teis says you're right, that although Teis brought from Rashi that the Bracha Hatav Meitiv is a Bracha Kitzar, it's a small Bracha, and therefore you open up with a Baruch, like, even though it's really only end, like the way Rashi is explaining for that Manda Amar. But you say in the beginning, because it's like a short bracha, then you open up with the bracha instead of just ending off with the bracha. And that's how you ask, but then why did they make it like that? Why is it different than all the other brachas in Birchas HaMazon if they're all Dairaisa? Why they make it the fourth one into a short bracha, that it's actually the opposite of the other ones? Instead of it just ending with a bracha, it opens up with a bracha. So this actually explains, no, it's true that according to the Mandama Dairaisa, actually it is a long bracha and you don't open with a bracha. But anyways, Taisa says, Lahalacha, we rule like the Rabbanan, we rule like that it's rabbinic, and therefore we open up with a baruch, because it's not continued from the previous brachas in Birchas HaMazon. Continue next, Taisa Maskel, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Leimer, to say, Shetzricha Beis Malchias, it needs to have two different mentions of God's sovereignty, Bar Medidah, besides the Malchias of the bracha of Tev itself. Which Taisa says, it comes to clarify this halacha of the two malchus besides its own, which the Gemara brings the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan that Hatev Meitim needs malchus. The Gemara discusses and concludes that what Rabbi Yechanan was saying was that you need the Hatev Meitim, two malchus besides for the malchus that you mentioned in the beginning of the bracha of Hatev Meitim. Taisa can explain that the reasoning with this halacha, that you need to have two Hatev Meitim besides Hatev Meitim of the bracha itself of Hatev Meitim, Chado, one of them is the Bani Yerushalayim, that of the previous bracha, of the third bracha of Birchas HaMazon Bein Yerushalayim, where, as the Gemara said, Lav Erech B'chulu, it's not really appropriate to mention in that bracha Malchus Beis David, the reign of the Davidic dynasty, and not to mention the reign of Malchus Shemayim. And because of that, really, we should have mentioned it Begam Ba, even inside that bracha Bein Yerushalayim itself, but Ein Yechoin Lema Malchus, but you couldn't say the Malchus of Hashem in the third bracha, because the Smuchihi, because it's Smuch Lechaberta of the previous bracha. So you don't say a baruch to say melech olam in that third bracha. Alkein Amar about Tev Meitiv, there we say now Tev Meitiv, which again is rabbinic, and you have to say melech olam. So once you mention melech olam, you mention another one for that you didn't say in Bani Yerushalayim. Now, v'hoyel v'amah v'malchus de Bani Yerushalayim, and since you're mentioning the malchus from the third bracha that you didn't say, because the lab oirech arav v'chul, like we said, because it's not appropriate to say it in that bracha itself, so amenami de berchus ha'aretz, so therefore you say also, and this is the two other ones besides its own of Tev Meitiv, you also mention the malchus of the bracha of Neidlecha. Although, what do you mean? Were you mentioning what does that mean you're mentioning the Malchus of Neidlecha? By Bani Yerushalayim, we say the Malchus you have to say because you can't mention Malchus Beis Dabe, not Malchus of Shemayim. So, but even though it's Smuch Lechaberta, you can't say this, you say the Natev Meitiv. But what are we saying that you also say the Malchus of Neidlecha? There is no Malchus, Smuch Lechaberta, and why should we have to mention it? There's no comparison of Malchus Beis Dabe and that bracha. And that's the taste is Hoyabalay Niskanu Bezechazek. The truth is, the brachas of Birch Zamazin, all of them, we're not instituted smucha lechaverta. We're not instituted one after the other. Because the Yeshua tikkun birchas haaretz. Yeshua instituted this bracha much later on when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe tikkun birchas hazan. Moshe instituted this bracha much earlier when the man came down. So mishum hachi nakid malchus. That's why we're picking that there really should have been a malchus by neidlecha because deloy habes smuchas. Because really, they're not really contiguous brachas. Really, it's their own independent. They were made at different times in history. So therefore, there is a melech ha'olam that should have been mentioned, which is not. Therefore, we make that up in the bracha of a Tev Meitiv. Well, Miu, however, Tosis points out and explains, Anan, however, us, ha'olam v'niskanu ala say, that since ultimately they are instituted, the rabbis then put them all together in our brachas ha'mazon, that's why ain't on the place of a baruch. That's why we don't start off each one of these brachas with a baruch, because ultimately in our days it is mucha lechaberta. Now Tosis concludes and says, v'yesh da'adosh sh'noigin lo'yme b'bon Yerushalayim, that their actual the custom is that they say in the bracha of Uvenei, of Rachim, they mention their malchus to mention Avinu, Malkeinu, Re'enu, they mention Malkeinu, which, however, that's not actually the halacha, because melech is not mentioned there, because it's bracha smuch al-gavarta, but they try to put it in because of the contrast of malchus based David, so they put it somewhere in there in the middle, not in the melech ha'ilam, because you don't start with a baruch, but to mention somewhere over there the Malchus Shemayim in that third bracha. Same in the next Tais, Devarim Aschal, Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Baruch Shanasin Shabbos Lebnucha B'chula, the text that blessed is he who gave the Shabbos for rest, etc., which Tais is coming to explain why does that bracha start off with a baruch, and that is, the Gemara brought a teaching that if let's say someone forgets to say Ritzei in Birchas Hamazon on Shabbos. So he says, right after Uvenei, he says the text, before the bracha of Atev HaMetiv, like our Tais quotes the Ramaskal, Baruch Shanasin Shabbos Lamnucha, Am Yisrael Be'Yav, and so on, and so too, if he forgets Yal Be'Yon Yomtiv, or if he gets it on Rosh Chodesh, there's certain texts to be said in the bracha right after Uvenei, and before he starts the fourth bracha of Atev HaMetiv. Now, Vim Taim HaTais says, if you're going to say, Tais asks to take a second look. But Vasmuchi, what do you mean? This bracha that's being said over here, when you forget, it's a whole bracha text, it's right after the previous bracha of Ban Yushalayim. So bracha smuch lechaber, you don't open up with a baruch. Why does it start baruch with a bracha? Yushalayim says what you could say is, hoil b'lay nisak nesham. It wasn't instituted to say this bracha over there. Elala amr leprakim, it should be said at times, kesha shachach ritzei v'chalitzei, and if you get to say ritzei, so therefore in the korus smuch, that cannot be considered a bracha that's nearby. You just happen to be saying over there, because that's the place, but it's not like instituted to be over there. And therefore, since it's its own independent bracha, you have to open up with a baruch. Now, Teis continues on this theme about what's considered bracha smucha lechavertam, ube bracha shal yudches brachas. In the brachas of Shemayna Esrei, the 18 brachas of the Amidah, where we don't open up each bracha with a baruch, says Teis, the reason for that is, kulam smuchas lebrachas kel chai b'kayim. It's near to the bracha of Gal Yisrael, which is before Shemayna Esrei, kel chai b'kayim, where over there we mention Melech, we mention the bracha, we have the Gal Yisrael, and Shemayna Esrei follows right after that with Samech Gula Tefillah, and therefore that's why we don't have to open up with a baruch because it's smuch lechaver to all the brachas of Shemayna Esrei. Or now, another approach is that actually in the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei you say Elikei Avram, you mention the God of Avram, that Hainu Malchus, that's mentioning God's sovereignty. Could I mean like we said in the previous daft of Zayin Mabez? We're Mishanivra Olam, from the world, the time the world is created, Lahoya Adam Shakar La Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam, no one called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Master, at Shabba Avram, Bakar Adam, until Avram came and called him the Master. So like it says in the Pasuk, and Bereishit says, Vav, Adnos Elikim, Matitinli, what are you going to give me? So you see, he called him the Adon, and therefore, again, either it means to say that the reason why all the brachas are in Esther, Smuch Lechaberta, because you have a bracha with Melech Olam from Gal Yisrael, which mentions Kel Chai B'Kayim, or it's actually from the first bracha of Shemayin Esrei, which opens and ends with a baruch, and also that it mentions Melech Ha'elam. Where does it mention that? It mentioned the way Avram, Elikei Avram, which he made God, so to speak, the Adon on the world by letting him know to the world monotheism that God rules the world. Now, continues Teisa Bimhu Yamtiv. We're talking about this halacha of one forgot to say Ritzei, and he says this text of Baruch Shanasin Shabbos Lamnucha. What happens if it's also Yamtiv that falls out on Shabbos, and he forgot Ritzei and Yalav Yabai? So and that says Taisa Kailav, and then he includes in the one text, Baruch Shanasin Shabbos Lamnucha V'yamtiv. Blessed is he who gave Shabbos for rest and Yamtiv, La'am Yisrael to his Jewish people, L'simcha, for joy. You put it together, Mechen Ki Mikla Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, show to the same idea. When Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is on the same day, if he gets it, he puts it into one combined text.